Hi, listen, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you right where you are, and I'd like to speak candidly to you today. Right where you are, activate dunamis power in your life. Activate the word of God. Activate the word of God in your life. The word of God is spirit. And the word of God is life. Yes, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. Right where you are today, geographically, whatever you are going through, and when I say going through, whatever you are experiencing right now at this very moment, it may seem like you cannot stand another second, that perhaps you may feel like screaming right now. I tell you, don't you scream. Don't you go off the deep end. Listen, stay calm. Stay calm and begin to focus on the word of God. Begin to call on the name of the Lord. For God, our Father, said, call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Oh, I'm speaking to myself first as I'm speaking to you. Today is your day to break through. Today is your day to stand on the word of God and believe the word. For Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God will stand. And so I say to you, right where you are, laying down, probably perhaps feeling depressed and oppressed, crying, feeling like no one cares, I tell you, today's the day to say enough is enough. It's time to get up and stand on the word and be a doer of the word. Listen, the woman who had the issue of blood, she was sick for 12 long years. Spent all that she had to doctors, and instead of getting better, she grew worse. But one day, this woman heard that Jesus was in her town, and she said within herself, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I know I shall be healed. Listen, that woman risked her life, because in those days it was against the law to go out in that condition. Listen, she went. Listen, you got to do something. You've got to do something that you have never done before. Get up. Believe the word. Stand on the word. Speak the word. The word of God is what will change your life. The word of God is changing my life. The word of God, listen, is forever settled in heaven. The word of God cannot change. And it is God. It is so comforting to know that it is God, Abba Father. He's the one who performs his word. And God, Abba Father, Yahweh, the God who redeems. Yes, he is faithful to his word. He honors his word above his name. Listen, right where you are, in your condition, in your circumstance, make it a point today to say, enough is enough. Listen, I didn't mean to shout, but I'm just feeling so passionate about this word, the word of God. Listen, I love all of you. God continue to bless you. And as this year is swiftly coming to a close, I pray that whatever you have been, you know, going through and struggling through and, you know, feeling like, listen, let it end as this year ends. And walk into the new chapter of your life. Walk into divine purpose and destiny. And receive all. And may you see the plans of God. Not only receive all the plans of God, may you receive them, walk in them, and see the manifestation of the word of God in your life. God bless you. And God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. God bless you.